Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4009.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I think the person that's had the most influence on me is my dad, and he always taught me to never worry about what other people think of you, and that's really been a big influence on my life. I don't worry about what people think of what you wear or how you act. As long as you're a nice, wonderful person, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. What do you aspire to be?
Eventually, I'd like to be the general director of an opera company, and I would like to get there through working with the opera education department, because I think that everybody should have the experience of seeing an opera before they are too old. So that's my big goal.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
This is a good question. I think I'm a very giving person who thinks about others, and I'm a nice person, I think. And I think in general I'm enthusiastic about life, so.
Yeah, that's how you impress me too. Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I grew up in a very loving, wonderful family. Nobody ever fought. We kind of all just got along and did what we needed to do. When I was very young, we didn't have a lot of money at all, so we had to kind of strap together, and it's kind of built this team mentality in me, that, you know, if everybody works towards the common good, then everybody will be better for it. Mm-hmm. And so I just came from this really loving family, and I try and express that to other people through being nice to them.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I think the attribute that distinguishes me from other people is my enthusiasm. I have developed this because I like what I do. Everything that I do, I thoroughly enjoy, or I wouldn't be doing it. So it's easy for me to be optimistic and be enthusiastic about it. And I think that kind of just puts me looking at it from a different way. Because so many times people just go into whatever they want, whatever they think they want to do, and it's not really what they want to do. But I think I've found things that I can be really happy about and happy doing.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think honesty and hardworkingness are the things that I admire most in people. I think they'll get you very far.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
What I like best in myself, my ability to listen. I'm a really good listener, and I'd much rather listen to somebody talk than actually talk myself. And I think that I've learned a lot just by opening up my ears. And the thing that I like least about me is that sometimes I can be anxious about things, and I tend to worry about things instead of not worry about things, I guess, and instead of, you know, just kind of let things go by the wayside. But I can get a little anxiety.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
something that I'm working on right now that I would like to see flourish, it kind of goes with my least favorite quality, is my ability to find an inner calm and be able to just go with the flow and kind of relax and kind of find the balance between being a hard worker and not killing myself. Mm-hmm. Something that I'd like to see wither, I guess it goes with the anxiety thing. I would like to see that go away. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Like I said before, not worrying about what people think about you. And also, my parents were very big on education. And so they instilled in me in a very young age that was what you were going to do. It didn't matter what you wanted to do, but you were going to go to school and pursue it that way. So that's something that I think is very important that I would like to pass on. And also just to be a genuine person is important. To mean what you say and say what you mean really can get you pretty far in life, I think.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Nowadays, the best times that I spend with my family are in the kitchen. Cooking for holidays, baking, things like that. We just get along really well when we always get along well, but especially when we're cooking and getting ready for a big family gathering, I guess. So that's my favorite time.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
The best present I ever got was a Power Wheels Camaro when I was 4 years old for my fourth birthday, and it was so special because I had wanted it for, well, my entire life up until that point, and, you know, and it was, you know, my parents kept saying, it's expensive, we can't really afford that, and I said, okay, I understand, but I just every day I had the catalog cut out and it was up on my wall, and it was just one of those things that, wow, my parents really care about me because they, you know, made that big sacrifice to do that. So, of course, I didn't realize this until later. I was just excited about the red Camaro that I actually still have in my mom's garage. It was pretty good.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
The thing I spent most of my time doing was playing the piano and playing the piano for other people. And I think that was always really special to me because I like to make other people happy, and so I like to play the piano and make them, you know, happy. So,
yeah. What is your favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book. I really like to read. My favorite book is The Adventures of Cavalier and Clay by Michael Chabon, and just because it was written so well, and it had so many twists and turns, and you never knew what the next page was going to bring. I like contemporary fiction, and also I like books about opera. And books about how our brains work. I'm reading A Whole New Mind, and it's just fascinating to me.
What is your favorite word and why?
But my favorite word is verb. I like the sound of it. I like I like saying the word. And I think that my favorite word, because of its meaning, would have to be special, because special can mean so many different things, And it's just a really, it's always interesting to me when words can, when words rely on their context to, before you understand what they mean. So, but verb is definitely, I could say verb all day. Verb. That's a great word.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, and sporting event you attended?
The last book I read was The Rise of the Creative Class by Richard Florida, and it describes how we're moving into a creative economy. The last movie I saw was Slumdog Millionaire, and it was absolutely fantastic. The last sporting event I attended was a swim meet that I kind of got dragged to, but it was fun. We had a good time. Mm-hmm.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
For fun, I like to just kind of hang out with my friends, or cook, or read, or just be by myself and play the piano for hours and hours. I guess my hobbies are the same thing.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
One day my mom told me I look like Ryan Stiles, who's the tall, lanky guy on Whose Line Is It Anyway? Mm-hmm. I took offense to that, because I don't think he's very good-looking, but I've always been told that I have a very unique face. And that I don't really... Nobody's ever told me I look like somebody that they know or a celebrity, so...
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
I think one of the biggest risks I took... And I know that doesn't sound like a big risk, but I moved away from everything that I knew. I moved to this place that's really completely different than where I grew up, both I guess morally, but also in my experience it's a little backwards here, and so that's something that I've had to deal with, but I've taken it and kind of spun it around, because now I understand that there are places like this in the United States that I never knew existed, that I had always heard of, you know, the Bible Belt, or people being... There's very nice people here, but they're just not really my cup of tea, and oftentimes. But, you know, I've managed to find people that I enjoy hanging out with, and so that's been kind of fun. Mm-hmm.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview, and explain why.
I think I would really like to interview Oprah, because she has interviewed so many other people, and she does it so well and so caring that I would want to talk to her about how she engages people, because, well, I mean, now she's a megastar, and everybody does exactly what she tells them to, mostly because it's good for them, but mostly because she says to. So I would like to talk to her and just really see how she got to where she is by being able to really communicate with people. So, I don't know what I'd add.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I think my favorite first experience, I guess, was walking into a cathedral in Europe, because they have the absolutely the best acoustics in the whole world. And there was a choir singing that I had never heard of before, but it was just this the acoustics were so good and the choir was so good, and I just walked into this cathedral, and I've always, and that's one of my favorite things to do, is just walk into a cathedral and listen to what's going on.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I took a risk and applied to a doctoral program, and I didn't tell anybody, and I just learned that I got in. So for me, that was quite a big risk, because it's really out of my league, but they saw something in me apparently that they liked, and so now it's obviously the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. So I went for it.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I think the piece of music that has challenged me the most is John Adams' opera, Nixon in China. And it's a 20th century opera, and it's all kind of dissonance and all kind of crazy, weird things go on in it. And so I just sat there with my mouth open, because I never thought that a piece of music could surprise me like that. And it just opened my eyes to a whole new world of music that I had never experienced, and so that was pretty cool.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Reading on the beach. Absolutely my favorite thing to do. Could do that for hours.
Where would you like to be the most?
I would like to be somewhere that I've never been before. Somewhere like, I've always wanted to go to Sydney, Australia. Somewhere that I could, or somewhere in India. Somewhere that I could, they have a different culture or a different way of looking at life. Because I've always enjoyed looking at life through different eyes.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Really enjoy being with my sister. And I think most of the time I'd like to spend the most time with her. Mm-hmm. We get along really well, and always laugh a lot and have a lot of good times.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is to be nice, be as nice as possible to everybody that I encounter, and to be genuine and to be enthusiastic and to do what I like to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time in my life was when my father passed away. And it was very difficult for me, because we were very close, but also my family was like I said earlier, we were just a team. And one of our team members had, you know, passed away. I overcame this by talked it over with my sister. I think we got each other through it together. And it really changed my perspective on life. The thing that changed my perspective most is that I learned at his funeral that all he ever did was talk about his kids. And we were his most treasured thing, his biggest accomplishment, and I had just never realized. I mean, he always told us he loved us, but I never realized it was to the extent that it actually was. And so that's really impacted the way I live every day. Mm-hmm. Try to find something that I can live for.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience has to be getting into a doctoral program that I never thought I was even on the same level of.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I'm a big board game player, and when I was growing up, my favorite game was Monopoly, and I think that was mostly because nobody would ever play with me, because I got really, it was the one time in my life when I got really competitive, and I became kind of a shyster.
Who's your favorite actor?
Pretty Woman. Julia Roberts. I really enjoy Julia Roberts. I think she's absolutely gorgeous, and I just always am compelled by her. Mm-hmm. No matter what she's doing. So,
what is your favorite dinner?
Crab cakes with cheddar mashed potatoes and asparagus.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
If I'm going to be honest, the craziest thing I've ever done is go skinny dipping in the English Channel with some friends at night. That was a good time.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
The very first thing I do in the morning is stretch, and then I brush my teeth because I hate the taste of morning breath. But I stretch first because I realize that we're the only animal, humans are the only animal that doesn't stretch, that don't stretch in the morning before they start their day, and I think it's important.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Oh, I wish I could fly. Every day, I wish I could fly. And I wish that, I don't know if that's what they meant, but
yeah,
that's what I wish I could do.
Mm-hmm. Why did you choose being a musician or mm-hmm. an opera, in the opera, as your career or line of work?
Originally I wanted to be a high school choir director, and I was for a little bit, but I realized that choir music wasn't doing it for me, and in that process I discovered that all I ever listened to was opera, and the solo voice just does something to me when it's used correctly that I can't describe, and so I needed to devote my life to getting other people to at least experience it to see if that's what, if that's something that they enjoy. Mm-hmm. I don't want everybody to enjoy opera. I just want everybody to experience.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
I definitely find the people the most interesting, because there are so many different people that I work with every day, from singers to pianists to backstage workers, and they are all incredibly different people. They all have very different personalities, from, you know, the singers who are so nice and so giving, to the pianists who are sometimes awfully rude but pretty sarcastic and funny at times, to the big burly guys who run the curtains and do all that stuff. So it's definitely the people.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why would you choose this career?
I would be a chef, and I would do that because I love to make food for people. Mm-hmm. I think food brings people together, so that's good.
Okay. If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing as far as work, family, travel?
Uh-huh. In 10 years, I will have set foot on every continent except Antarctica, because I'm saving that for retirement. And as far as work, I hope to have a job that I'm not having to move around every 9 months or every year to do. Family? I don't know. I hope to have kids someday. And I don't know, in 10 years. Yeah, probably in 10 years. Why not? I'd like to have two kids.
You are majoring in
music.
Voice. Mm-hmm. When did you first become interested in this field?
In sixth grade, I had always played instruments. I'd played the piano, and then I had joined the band. But then in sixth grade, they started choir, and you know what? This goes back to the epiphany moment. I knew I would have an epiphany about an epiphany moment. In sixth grade, I had always known that I really enjoyed music, but I discovered that the addition of words to music really spoke to me, really just took it to a whole another level of wonderfulness, I guess. So that was my epiphany and why I first became interested.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I'm going to go for my doctorate. Mm-hmm. So keep going to school as long as I can.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I would be an opera coach, which is kind of what I do now. So.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening. I guess it depends on if I've been dating this person for a while or if it's a new thing. But I would like to cook a meal and she and I would enjoy the meal and just talk and have some wine and maybe end the night with some cuddling.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I like somebody who's outgoing, who is upbeat, and a really caring person.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I think the nicest thing you can do is remember all the little things that are important to them.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I think that everybody who wants to have children should have that ability, and they should have options as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I just want to say thanks for picking me, and I hope you have a good life. I hope this has been a positive impact on your life. So
this concludes Donor Audio Interview 4009.